So I'm curious, you gave an explanation in terms of osimertinib upfront in terms of the T790. What about, for example, alectinib versus crizotinib? I've heard the term alectinib is a better ALK inhibitor. I'm not sure exactly where that comes from or how it plays out clinically. Again, there's the issue of brain mets. Why is it that it seems to be better in the first line?
The explanation goes back to crizotinib was originally being developed as a MET inhibitor, and it also has ALK activity. So it's not a selective ALK inhibitor. Now, once crizotinib was approved, the development of the drugs that are very specific and potent against ALK were developed, and that's where seretinib and alectinib come in. So they do have a more potent inhibition. If you look at preclinical models, just as the IC50, which is the amount of drug that's needed to kill 50% of the tumor cells, alectinib and seretinib and brigatinib do much better than crizotinib. So that sort of a potent ALK inhibitory effect could explain why they do better. And also the fact that these agents have much better brain activity compared to crizotinib could account for the fact that you're suppressing development of brain metastases for a longer period with these agents.